You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. He just talked about those in the previous verses. Now Paul says with regard, now the whole context here is, the immediate context is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ back to this earth. And with regard to his return, we see here that Christ is the difference. He's coming back, and there are those who are going to be one thing, and there are those who are going to be another with regard to his coming. You see that here? Christ is the difference in all things. He is the dividing force between men and women, between sinners in this world. There are two different kinds of people, and the difference is Christ. Even in his coming, he separates men. You see that? Let me try to illustrate that. In this verse, there's light and darkness. That's clear. Day and night. And what divides them is his coming. What distinguishes them as children of the night is the fact that they're completely in the dark with regard to his coming. Who's coming? Why he's coming? What he did? What he's going to do? What he is doing? In the dark about it. But he said, you're not. So you see how it's him in his coming that separates that in this context. The coming, returning, victorious Christ. He is the divider here. In relation to the second coming of Christ, in regards to that, there are children of darkness and children of light. In his life, he was the difference. Was he not? Turn to John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 40. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, when they heard the Lord Jesus Christ preaching, and heard his word, his gospel, when they heard this saying, they said, of a truth, this is the prophet. This is God's Christ. Because he speaks according to the word of God. And he speaks with authority, with power. You remember they said about him, nobody ever spake. He doesn't speak like the scribes and Pharisees. He speaks with authority. Nobody ever spake like this man speaks. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? They wanted to argue about that. Is that sound right? Is that what? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division. That's what we see in our verse this morning. Light, darkness, day and night. And what I'm saying is this, even in his return to this earth, he distinguishes with regard to his earthly return to this world. There are those that are in the dark and those that are in the light. In his life, there was a division among the people, always because of him. It was regarding who is he? Who is he? So in his life, he was the difference. In his death, he was the difference. Two thieves, one on each side, and the Son of God in the middle. One of those thieves died cursing and mocking the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other, well, the Lord said to him, today, thou shalt be with me, which is paradise. In his second coming, we see in our text, he's the difference. The children of night are going to be sleeping when he comes. In the next verses we see, they're going to be drunk when he comes. Those that are drunken in the night. But the children of the day are going to be watching. So in his coming, he is divisive. He is distinguishing. In eternity, he's the divider of men. He said in Matthew 13, verse 30. Turn over there if you would, please. Matthew 13. In eternity, He said, this is what's going to happen when this world is no more. And the disciples said, Lord, the enemy has sown some tares. Let's go pull them up. He said, no. Look at verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. He said, if you start pulling up things, you'll pull up the wrong things. I'll take care of that. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers. Who's going to be the one who determines? Who gets pulled up and who doesn't? I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. And I'll tell you this, in this world he has distinguished them already because he planted the wheat. He said, I never planted the tares. They grew up naturally. They are what they are by nature. But the wheat, he said, you gather the tares, he said to his reapers, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. He's the one that gives the command. He's the one that determines who gets torn up and burned and who gets gathered. And it's his barn. And skip down to verse 41. Where he still talk about this. He said, this is what's going to happen in that day. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So in his life, he divides between men and women. In his death, and that those two thieves are just a picture of the great divide, Christ is the difference between life and death, between paradise and going to hell cursing his name. In eternity, he's the difference. At his coming, he's the difference. When the gospel is preached, is that happening right now? Who's the difference right now? Look at what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Now think about what's happening here. He's establishing a scenario here. He causes us to triumph in Christ. What do you mean by that? Well, he's making manifest the savor of Christ's knowledge by us everywhere we go. We're doing what he said to go and preach. And when we do, he's making known, he's making manifest the savor of Christ. Every place he sends us. Verse 15, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. We're making known his savor to men, and as far as God is concerned, when Christ is preached, it's a sweet smelling savor either way, isn't it? If Christ is preached, then that's the purpose. That's why God sent us, and that's what he is pleased with, is the savor of Christ going forth. But as far as men are concerned, look at verse 16. To the one, we are the savor of death unto death, and them that perish. And to the other, the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. What's happening? Christ is being preached. What else is happening? Life and death. Day and night. Darkness and light. There's a division still among the people. And it's still because of him. So you see how, concerning our Lord's return to this earth, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you that he's coming back? Well, it depends. It depends on whether you are, by His grace, a child of light or not. What will you be doing when He comes? Our verse, our context pertains to that, doesn't it? What are you going to be doing when He comes? It depends. Are you one of His children? He said to Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house because you're a son of Abraham. You're one of the children of light. And what you're going to be doing depends on that. Are you waiting to go to heaven to inherit your mansion, you know, and walk on streets of gold? Are you waiting for Him? Are you looking for His coming? Are you desiring to see His glory? It depends, doesn't it? It depends. And the difference is Christ, as we've seen everywhere we've looked in His Word today. The difference is Christ. The same Christ who makes the difference in how you're receiving what I'm saying right now is the one who will make the difference then. And I pray that, this is my prayer, when I thought about this, I thought, how do I close a message like this? Well, here's my desire. I pray that by God's grace I might present Christ to you in His power, that I might so present Him that He would be irresistible to you. In other words, may the Holy Spirit of God take the things of Christ and show them to you. May He shine the light of the knowledge of the glory of God upon you. And that light is shining in the face of His Son. All you have to do is see Him. And everything else will vanish away. And what you'll be doing is waiting for Him, looking unto Him, longing for Him, saying with John, even so, come quickly. Come quickly, Lord. May God give it to you to know Him. He said to His disciples, it's given unto you to know. May He give it to us. And may we be looking and waiting and watching and serving in all that we're privileged to do as children of His light. May He give us grace. Let's pray.